This is Catholic Pursuit,
where we pursue nothing but the truth.
All right, guys, welcome to our third episode of our Catholic Pursuit podcast. Biruin mo, no? Grabe na natin experience. Dami na natin experience, and we're now here on our third episode. Siyempre, welcome back din natin ng ating mga kasama sa podcast. So, si Alay and si Chel. Hello guys! Welcome back!
Ayan! Hello, Kuya Mac!
Hello!
What's up?
Oh, Alay, kamusta?
Okay naman, Kuya. Eto po.
Parang ang lambing-lambing. Ang lamig-lamig ng boses mo, ang lamig-lamig, parang aga-aga pa lang malamig na.
Easy po nako, Kuya.
Oh, nako. Easy.
Oh, hindi naman COVID.
Oh, nga. Easy lang.
Okay. Ay, wala pa lang sinabi.
Ayan, di ba? Kahit may sipon, pero malambing pa rin yung boses ni Alay. Kita natin kung gano'ng ka-excited yan.
Kasi siya, yes.
Nasa third episode na tayo.
Excited na talaga ako, Chel. Eh, ikaw, Chel. Sige nga, paano mo mapaparinig sa amin na excited ka without telling na excited ka?
Ano ba yan? Paano nga? I-try mo nga.
Woo!
Pakinig niyo yun? Ay, hindi niyo pakinig. Alam niyo po kung bakit speechless kasi ako. Ay, sobrang excited talaga ako. Alam ko.
Okay. Nakalusot ka, ban. Nakatakas ka today.
Yeah. Lusot. And syempre, kuy, si Alay, hindi ko yung palulusotin. Kasi Alay, update mo naman kami sa life mo. Kasi syempre, ilang weeks na rin mula nung episode to natin.
Ako okay naman ako. I am very, very happy.
Very, no? Happy pa.
Very happy. Start na ng class, pero okay lang. Ano pa naman kami? Adjustment period. So, may mga time-time pa naman. Medyo marami lang ginagawa sa sa service. Pero kaya naman. Masaya pa din. Ikaw, Chel. Kamusta ka, Chel?
Ayan, syempre, Alay. Very, very happy din. Syempre, kung bukod sa service, yung pinagkakaabalan ko naman, syempre, yung sa thesis and sa OJT ko ngayong SEM. So, ayun, kahit medyo nahihirapan, konting kembot na lang. Kasi syempre, gagraduate na tayo. So, talagang may kapalit ang hirap.
Yan, correct. So, dahil syempre, sabi ni Chel, ay ang buhay niya ay OJT life. So, ako naman ay bagong kasal lang. So, I'm experiencing a life as a married couple. So, syempre, di ba, update ang buhay ko. Maraming adjustments, maraming mga changes, maraming mga moments that I have to embrace something, di ba? Mga new discoveries. Pero ang at the end of all of these things, di ba? Masaya ako at masayang puso ko kasi, una, kinasal ako sa tao, hinandaan ni Lord para sa akin. At the same time, experience for the past month, for this month, is kinasal ako sa dream church ko, sa Christ the King. Ayan. So, in that experience, parang I really feel and I really experience that God has aligned everything for me. And syempre, coming to this episode, di ba? Grabe ko, parang nag-household na agad, di ba? And coming for this episode, as we cover episode 3 this day, pag-usapan natin about dream, di ba? Pangarap ng ating simbahan, di ba? So, siguro, we're asking ourselves, di ba? Parang, the church was built 1,000 years ago, maybe to be exact, 2,021 years ago, di ba? The church was established. And maybe we are asking right now, di ba? Paano ba nagsimula yung Catholic Church or how did our Catholic faith started? Di ba? My dear friends, our Catholic faith started with a dream. And that dream came from Jesus. And it has been passed down to Peter, which is our first pope. That's why our Catholic Church is still it has been built strong nowadays. And ngayon, pag-usapan natin, bakit nga ba ang Catholic Church natin ay strong, established, and firm? Ikaw, Chel, tingin mo, bakit ang Catholic Church natin na-establish na 2,000 years ago and up to now, strong at maayos pa rin? Maayos, strong at maayos pa din siya ngayon.
Ayan, syempre, Chris, kasi after nung may nangarap, may naniwala at may nanampalataya. Ayan. Wow. So, yung sasabihin ko na point, it is also, and it is because dito sa Catholic Church, we are sharing our faith. We are sharing the faith. Ayan. Kasi diba, through the Catholic Church, billions and billions of people are napapalapit kay Kristo, papalapit sa Diyos. And sa paanong paraan, it is through the sacred traditions, through the sacred scriptures na talagang yun din yung scriptures even before na pinasa. Ang sabi mo nga kanina ko is, it is passed down to our very first Pope, which is Saint Peter. And hanggang ngayon, yun pa rin yung ating pinapractice, yun pa rin yung mga ginagamit natin. And also, kaya sobrang tibay ng simbahan natin. Because here in our Catholic Church, we are praying for everyone. Diba? Through our Holy Mass, and we are also being cared through our sacraments. Ramdam na ramdam natin yung pag-aalaga ng Diyos through the sacraments. Sabi ko nga kanina, nung habang nagre-reflect ako dito, dun pa lang sa pangungumpisal ko, nararamdaman ko yung pag-aalaga sa akin ng Diyos sa tuwing napapatawad niya ako sa mga kasalanang nagawa ko. And also, quiz, last point dito sa chinichika ko sa inyo, dito kasi sa Catholic Church, ayan, dito kasi sa Catholic Church, na-experience natin yung relationship na nagbibigay, tumatanggap, tsaka nagbabalik. Kasi una, syempre, through our Catholic... Wow, may sound effect ka po, isa.
Naka-ready yan.
Background.
Parang pinipindot-pindot lang yan sa sulok. Pero ayan, sige. Going back, because through the church, dito lumalago yung faith natin. And dahil yung faith natin lumago, it is meant to be shared. And through this Catholic Church, through our Catholic faith, dito din natin na share yung pananampalataya na meron tayo.
Yes, agree ako dyan. Sabi mo kanina, nagbibigay, tumatanggap, at nagbabalik. Parang ano yan, no? Marang mga kumbaga drama-rama sa hapon, di ba? Pero syempre, kidding aside, the reason why the church is what it is right now, it's all because, first, you mentioned, di ba, the sharing of the faith, di ba? Siguro ako, I realize na, kaya nga, the church, it is built of what it is right now. It's all because the hope was also shared. Sharing the hope, di ba? Our church is built on hope, and that hope is in Jesus. And ang hope na yun na it will be better, ang hope na to ay the next generation will benefit and experience the greatness and the love of God. Na nagsimula nung una, di ba, parang simple lang siya, ganito lang siya, pero nangarap yung mga taong nagsisimba, nangarap yung mananampalataya na eventually, the generations nowadays, tayo nagbe-benefit nun, ay may experience kung gano'ng kaganda at kung gano'ng ka-faithful at kung gano'ng tayo kamahal ng Diyos. It is built on hope. That's why it is what it is right now, our Catholic Church. It's so cool. It's so amazing na ito ay na-built dahil sa pangarap. Diba? Nagsimula ito ng magmamahal, pero ito ay nagsimula at nagpapatuloy din dahil sa pangarap na maganda na simbahan natin. Grabe, ganda. Galing, no?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Siguro, Kuya Mac, isa din na dahil sinabi ni Chel na share the faith sa'yo, share the hope, isa din yung pag-share natin ng love, di ba? Kasi katulad nung sinabi last episode na one of the reason why God created us was because of love. And at dahil sinabi yun, we are also made to love others, di ba? Aminin natin na lahat tayo na experience na yung pagmamahal, maybe from our parents na bata pa lang, binibihisan na tayo, o kaya pinapakain, pinapaliguan, sinasabihan ng achu-chu-chu-chu-chu, yay!
Paano yun?
parang hindi ako sinabihan ni mama ng ganon. Paano yun?
parang sinabihan ako ng ganon. Okay, di ba? So, mga ganun, nasa-share din nila yung love sa atin. Siguro, from our friends na sinusurprise tayo kapag birthday, binibigyan ng gift kapag Christmas. Eh, sa society naman natin, may mga hospitals, orphanage, mga schools. Yeah. Our role is to help other people. Kaya, bilang mga Kristiyano, kailangan din natin ibahagi sa ibang tao yung pagmamahal na nararanasan natin. And, pero grabe, kasi may pagkakataon talaga na nagmamahal ka naman. Mm. Pero nire-reject ka pa din.
Oh, oh, easy. Easy. Parang marami kang hugot, ha?
Malalim.
De, oh. Kidding aside, diba? Yung hindi talaga natin maikakaila na tayo, mga Katoliko, we love, pero there are still a lot of people na nire-reject yung pagmamahal na yun, yung hope na yun, yung faith na yun. There are still a lot of people who reject that. And dahil doon, meron tayo mga, ano-ano ba yung, it leads us to the question na, ano-ano ba yung mga challenges na meron yung Catholic Church kung bakit dumadating talaga sa point na they reject us, no? Ikaw, Chal, ano sa tingin mo yung mga challenges ng Catholic Church natin?
Ayun, thank you, Alay, for that wonder. Ganun yung ano eh, ganun yung approach ng talagang Alay. Pero,
Miss Universe.
Ayan, oo nga po eh. Pero sabi niya, all jokes aside, yung isa sa mga challenges talaga ng Catholic Church natin, una is yung nakikita siya as something irrelevant. Na parang hindi mahalaga, hindi kailangan. And one of the reasons why people think na yung Catholic Church natin irrelevant kasi nakikita nila to na it is something that they can live without. Na okay lang kahit wala yun. And aside from that, nakikita din nila to na irrelevant because they say na it creates boundaries and limitations. Parang nalilimitahan yung mga actions, yung mga dapat nilang gawin, hanggang saan lang ba, ganyan. Kaya, ayun, ganun yung pagtingin ng mga tao sa Catholic Church. And it is very challenging para sa simbahan na gusto natin na makasama natin sila, but then, parang dun pa lang, nare-reject na agad tayo. Pero sabi nga, tayo dito, Kuya Mac and Alay, we are part of this so-called irrelevant Catholic Church. But then, nakikita natin yung sarili natin that we are really giving ourselves dito sa simbahan, dito sa pananampalataya na meron tayo. So, as we give ourselves, irrelevant na rin ba talaga tayo? Di ba parang ganun? So, hindi. Yeah. Because this Catholic Church, it doesn't create limitations and boundaries because yung Diyos na meron tayo, it is a limitless and boundless God. Di ba? Parang malayo ang mararating ng pagmamahal ng Diyos. Kaya we are very relevant and important.
Yes, agree.
True.
Yan. Sige, Alay, ikaw naman. Siyempre, pwede bang ako lang yung tinatanong mo? Ano naman yung nakita mo rin na challenges ng Catholic Church natin ngayon?
Siguro isa sa mga challenges of the Catholic Church is yung ano, we are labeled unauthentic. Kasi, totoo naman, di ba, na mahirap talaga panindigan yung pagiging Katoliko kasi we struggle to establish a vibrant identity. Lalong-lalo na sa panahon natin ngayon. Bakit? Kasi we feel na kailangan na natin iwanan yung mga values and principles na tinuturo sa atin ng simbahan kasi feeling natin hindi na fit sa culture na meron tayo ngayon. And totoo din naman 'di ba na sobrang daming debates, mga arguments na naririnig natin kaya many of us would choose to stay silent na lang. Kasi nakakatakot na baka mamaya, maraming mang bash, baka maraming mang away, baka, lalo na yung baka maraming hindi makaintindi. But our call is different from that. We have to be strong and firm sa kung ano yung tinuturo ng simbahan. Kasi this is who we are eh. Ito tayo eh. And we don't have to hide kung sino tayo. Diba? So yun. Yun po.
Yeah, agree. Thank you. Parang mga sagot niyo pang Miss Universe and I thank you.
I thank you.
Practice talaga namin to, Koy. Itong podcast natin. Joke lang po.
Oo nga, no? Parang napansin ko. Parang may hugot si Chel, may hugot si Alay. Yun pala pang preparation. But, pero kidding aside, di ba? We realize, maybe the listeners who are here or listening as of this moment, di ba? They realize na kahit na-pass on na yung faith, yung hope and love to up to this generation, there are still people, there are still there are some of us, or maybe there someone we know, diba, that we see that the church is still irrelevant, diba? We see the church as an authentic church kasi maraming challenges, maraming mga nag-update yung mundo, nag-update din yung tingin ng simba sa simbahan. And I realize that sabi coming from sabi ni Alay, that we should embrace of who we are. We should embrace of our identity. And that identity that we have, that we are a Catholic. We are a cool Catholic. Kasi whenever we are embracing this identity, we are to experience the life to the full. This lifestyle of a life like no other, and to experience the greatness and the love that comes from Jesus. Pero syempre, di ba, sabi ko kanina, nagsimula yun bilang isang pangarap 2,000 years ago, and right now, it's still being dreamed and it still continues. That's why, my dear friends, my dear listeners, di ba, for us to continue this dream of our Catholic Church and to make it relevant, we as Catholics, may kailangan din tayong gawin. Di ba? Kailangan tayong i-respond para yung Catholic faith at yung Catholic Church natin maging relevant siya up to this day and maging relevant din siya to the next generations. So ano yung matawag sa atin? So una, we as cool Catholics, we are a Catholic that is transformed. Tayo dapat ay Katoliko na transformed sa pagmamahal ng Diyos. Siyempre, how it is going to happen, it will only happen if we experience and we desire and to seek the real encounter of Christ. A real encounter with Jesus. Kasi, panagkaroon ka ng real encounter with Jesus through your prayer time, through attending the sacraments or through the Mass, di ba? Lahat ng mga visible grace of God. Hindi lang ikaw nagkaroon ng encounter with Jesus, but it also changed you physically, emotionally, intellectually, and also spiritually, di ba? Kasi na-meet mo na yung tao na nagbabago. You have met Christ. At the same time, di ba, when we experience Christ, when we encounter Christ, our life will be a life, we will live a life to its fullest. That's why our challenges, we as school Catholics, we should be transformed. Yan ang tawag sa atin mga Katoliko ngayong panahon na ito, 'di ba? So ikaw, Alay, tingin mo ano ba ang tawag sa atin bilang isang Katoliko?
Pangalawa, Kuya Mark, syempre tawag sa atin is to be empowered. For our Catholic faith to be relevant, let us all be empowered. Kasi
yes,
bilang mga Katoliko, ito yung nag-empower sa atin na sikapin din to be the best version of ourselves. Kasi being empowered, ito yung tumutulong sa atin to serve others. Ito yung parang nagiging drive, yung nagiging fuel for us to serve other people. And syempre, along that journey, we also get to discover ourselves, kung sino ba talaga tayo. And habang dun sa journey ding yun, habang hinahanap natin kung sino ba talaga tayo. We also become instruments of God to other people. And being empowered also gives us opportunities then na i-share sa kanila yung mga time, treasure, and yung talent natin. It helps us to be bridges sa ibang tao for them to meet God and to experience His great love.
Yeah, amen. I agree.
Amen dyan, Alay. And syempre, Kuya Mac and Alay, hindi lang pagiging transformed and empowered Catholics natin yung kailangan. Syempre, as Catholics, as cool Catholics in particular, you should be part of a community. Kasi tayo, yes, bilang Katoliko, we are not in a single journey. Diba? To the listener, kung sino man nakikinig ngayon, you are not the only Catholic in the world. Nandito kami, marami tayo, diba? We are meant to journey with each other. Ayun. Kaya, dito, tulungan lang din tayo palagi. Because yun yung mas makakapagtibay, makakapag-complement ng pananampalataya na meron tayo, ng identity na meron tayo. Ayun, yeah. To be part of a community. Yes. Yan.
Amen, amen. And syempre, lastly, is to be authentic. Last na, to be authentic. Hindi ko alam kung ako lang, pero pag bumibili ako ng gamit sa online, kailangan manood muna ako ng mga ano, yung mga review sa YouTube. Yan. Ganun din ba kayo, kuya? Maganda ano ba po to? Yun?
Ano po yun?
Basta ako yan, mga cellphone.
Wow, cellphone yung ino-online shopping.
Siyempre, nangangarap tayo, we. Ayan. Eh, kasi, di ba, isa yun sa mga reality ng mundo, yung mahirap na maniwala ng walang patunay. That is why it is very important to show people what it truly means to be a Catholic. Dapat authentic tayo. Di lang dapat nagsisimba lang, nagdadasal lang tayo sa simbahan o kaya sa kwarto, sa mga gatherings lang. Pero dapat pati sa labas nun, kapag kasama natin yung mga friends natin, dapat hindi tayo mahiya na mag-pray ng bless us, O Lord, bago kumain sa mall, mga ganun. Yeah. Let us be proud kasi being Catholic is fun. It is exciting and it is cool. It is falling in love with the person of Jesus Christ. And there is nothing cooler than falling in love with Him.
Ayan, parang ginawa mong palamig eh.
Pero malamig.
Oo nga, parang malamig yung araw mo ngayon. Pero kidding aside, di ba? Thank you, Alay and Jel, for your inputs. Parang I realize that we as Catholics, to make our church, to make our faith relevant, di ba? Apat na bagay, we should be a Catholic should be transformed, we should be empowered, we should be part of a community, and our faith or our sharing should be authentic, di ba? And when we are able to live out this these things, di ba? We are able to share this gift and to realize that being a Catholic is a gift. Hindi lang being a Catholic is a gift. Ito ay regalo din sa atin, di ba? Maging isang Katoliko ay isang regalo sa atin. And for us to be able to continue on and to live on this dream by our church, di ba? Ang challenge sa atin is for us, di ba? Is to share Christ to them and let them experience of how cool is to be a Catholic. Kung gaano kaganda, kung gaano kasaya, kung gaano ka-blessed, di ba? Ang pagiging isang Katoliko. That's why if we are able to share and let them experience our Catholic faith, the blessing and the love of God, diba? Our next generation will be secured because the generation we are in right now that is cool and making our Catholic faith relevant, our next generation will experience that, diba? Nagsimula yung 2,000 years ago and then the next years, in 2,000 years or maybe 10,000 years from now, it will stay relevant kasi nasimulan natin up to this very day. Amen. Ang ganda ng mga napag-usapan natin.
Amen, guys. And siguro as we end this episode, may we always remember that we are our own Peter. Pinasahan na din tayo ngayon ng pangarap ng Diyos. After ng pangarap na to, pagtibayin natin yung pananampalataya, pag-asa, at pagmamahal. Kaya naman, friends, to our dear listeners, our challenge for this episode is to be proud that we are Catholics. By attending Holy Mass, by praying the Holy Rosary, and also to voice out, to shout to the world our faith and our experiences.
Yan, correct.
Yan, tama ka dyan, Chel. And for us to fully experience being a Catholic, maganda na na-feel pa natin yung mga sarili natin about the teachings of the Church. Kaya naman, don't forget to join us sa iba pa nating mga hangout. Unang-una na dyan ang Fresh, where we talk about the trends and syempre, our mission diaries. Siyempre, for us to be updated sa mga bagong episodes and inspiring videos, don't forget to follow us on our social media accounts in Facebook, Twitter, IG, and TikTok. Ayan. And for our upcoming events, Chel, take it away.
Ayan, yeah. Syempre, for our upcoming events, syempre, dapat hindi lang tayo yung hinihintay nila. Because on November 19 to 20, meron tayong Passion and Mission Catholic Creative Conference. And to know more yeah. about this conference, yan, they could check Mission Studios on Facebook.
Yeah, correct ka dyan. And marami tayong mga ways for us to live out and to continue on this dream of making our Catholic faith relevant, diba? So keep us up, check nyo lang yung mga accounts namin, yung mga events natin at yung mga pinapalabas natin para pa-pass on natin yung faith na yun sa ibang tao. Amen? And that's a wrap, my dear friends. This is who we are and we dare you to be a cool Catholic because our Catholic faith is relevant. See you again in our next episode. Bye guys! See you next week!
Bye.
See you next
Bye! God bless. Thank you! Thank you.